Bank of Japan heads for a 31-year high rate, and Crypto is Watching Reuters reported on June 16, 2026, that the Bank of Japan is set to raise its policy rate to a 31-year high and signal more increases to come. The central bank that spent decades pinning rates near zero is now the one tightening hardest among major economies. And that shift reaches further than Japanese government bonds. It touches the funding plumbing behind a lot of global risk-taking, crypto included. The rate move and what the BOJ signaled. The headline is the level. A 31-year high puts Japanese rates back at territory last seen in the mid-1990s, before two decades of deflation fighting and yield curve control. The second part matters as much as the first. Officials paired the hike with a pledge of further increases, which tells markets this is a path, not a one-off adjustment. Reuters is the source here, and the framing is forward-looking, so treat the exact terminal rate as a moving target until the formal statement lands. Higher rates pull the yen up. A stronger yen is the variable crypto traders actually track, because of how cheap yen has been used to finance bets everywhere else. The carry trade is the bridge to crypto. The yen carry trade is simple in shape. Borrow yen at near zero cost, convert to dollars or other higher yielding assets, and pocket the spread. For years, that flow quietly funded positions in equities, emerging market debt, tech stocks, and at the margin, crypto. When the cost of borrowing yen rises or the yen strengthens, that math inverts, and traders unwind the leg by selling the risk assets they bought. This is not theory. On August 5, 2024, a BOJ hike and a sharp yen rally triggered a violent carry unwind. Bitcoin dropped roughly 15% in a day, and Ether fell harder, as leveraged positions across markets got liquidated at once. The current move is more telegraphed and more gradual, which usually means a calmer reaction. The mechanism, though, is the same one that bid in 2024. Which is why a Tokyo rate decision shows up on crypto desks. The price tape so far, the market reaction in crypto has been orderly, not panicked. As of June 16, 2026, Ether is trading near $1,771, up 3.2% over 24 hours, and XRP is around $122, up 3.0%. Solana sits near $73, up 2.9%. Bitcoin is the laggard at roughly $65,711, up just 0.4% on the day, though still 4.7% higher on the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 24 in fear. That pattern, altcoins green while Bitcoin is flat, says the move is being driven by crypto-specific rotation rather than a macro shock washing through everything equally. A carry unwind tends to do the opposite. Hit the highest beta assets first and hardest. So the tape right now reads as the absence of a carry shock, not the start of one. The risk is forward-looking, sitting in how far and how fast the BOJ follows through. Practical read for spenders and holders. For anyone parking value in crypto through a rate decision window, the lesson from 2024 is about timing and liquidity, not direction. Carry unwinds are fast and they cluster, so the worst slippage comes from trying to exit into a falling, thin market. Holders who keep a portion in dollar-pegged stablecoins give themselves a buffer that does not need to be sold in a panic to fund spending. This sits alongside Japan's broader tightening posture, which is worth tracking for anyone with exposure tied to the Japanese market. Nothing here is a call on price. It is a map of the channel. The BOJ controls the cost of yen, the yen drives the carry trade, and the carry trade is one of the larger hidden levers under crypto. A 31-year high rate with more hikes promised keeps that lever live.